Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Mo Stewart. It's a tight room, but there's serious subjects to talk about, Phil, in a window that may be just about to take shape or to catch light for Liverpool. We're going to talk about a number of issues on the show. We're going to talk about what we learned from Liverpool's first pre-season game. Did it inform what they still need to do in the transfer market any more than we knew already? We've got to talk about the Bradley Barcola story because it is quite a fast moving story, but it is a moving story. New link to Neto. And there's also an array of players who've sort of come onto the market and gone off the market just as quickly, who you could describe as veterans. And they all seem to be going to Chelsea, and I want to talk about them and whether Liverpool should have got involved in any of their mini sagas. So we'll start with Barcola, Phil. It got very interesting, but now we seem to quickly hit an impasse whilst the sides are talking about fees. L'Equipe have reported, I've seen it in the last few minutes, that Liverpool have initiated talks with PSG over their interest in Bradley Barcola. Barcola is said to prioritise a move to Liverpool. There is a significant gap in Barcola's valuation between PSG and Liverpool, and both clubs are expected to play the patient game until the end of the summer transfer window. Shoot me in the face, Phil. End of the summer transfer window.
Yeah, I can't be dealing with that one. There's a few weeks now where I've thought that Barcola sort of defines the summer, and that there's a with Barcola and without Barcola path for transfers.
Aye.
So as far as I'm concerned, it can't go to the end and needs sorting quickly. Not necessarily sorting quickly so he's here, because obviously we are, you know, obviously the World Cup, he played in the World Cup on last Saturday, which means that you're still looking at probably 2 weeks before he would train anyway. So the impending requirement of him playing football is not there for him to be in training. It's not there for him to be knocking around Kirby and seeing what's what. He would clearly go nowhere near the American tour, for example. But you would like it sorted so you could then move on to the next thing, because obviously if you're spending he costs 120 million, it then defines what you need to do after that. And if it costs 80 million for somebody else, or 70 million or 60 million, whatever it is, you've then got more money to do the other stuff with. And I would just like that sort. And I think last season, Isak's late arrival, it was simultaneously the only way it was going to be done and the problem.